Williams in West Belfast. Morning, William.
Yeah, good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I was just listening to a bit of the interview with Carler, and first of all, Carler's a great boxer, you know, and he has a point. You know, the point he made was very clear. If you're not, if you're a different part of the British age, you're not considered. I firmly believe...
Well, the BBC would reject that, wouldn't they? And they would point out to last year's Sports Personality of the Year when Northern Irish people were on it, and it is a BBC Sports Personality of the Year event, and therefore, you know, the BBC makes sure that people in all the nations are treated fairly, is what I would expect the BBC to say. We're going to have to ask the BBC for a statement now in reply to what Frampton has said. Those are harsh words from Carl Frampton.
Yeah,
we believe that shortlist is anti-boxing and anti-Northern Irish. That's cutting words from him.
Yeah, of course, Stephen. Yeah, but you only need to listen to the BBC and what they represent. It's all the British lands. We're still remembering about the 1966 World Cup for Frank's sake, you know what I mean? And it's been on and on. And Cord's right. He's the fourth one who's brought it to the point now where it has to be open for discussion. Because there is a bit of bias, as far as I'm concerned, with the BBC to sport. You know, everything you see, it has to be British. I'm going to say British, I'm talking about the mainland.
Well, that's not true, William, is it? Now, look, I'm not informed enough about sport to stick up enough here for the BBC. But even as a layman, hold on. Let me make the point. Let me make the point to you. Hold on. There is for a start, BBC Northern Ireland's coverage, local coverage of sport in Northern Ireland. BBC Sport in Northern Ireland does a very comprehensive job of covering local sport here. It was part of the BBC's achievement here in Northern Ireland to bring Sports Personality of the Year to Belfast just last year. That's a sign of BBC Northern Ireland's commitment to sport in this country, Stephen, as well.
Stephen, I understand your point. What I said was, if you're not part of the mainland, BBC Northern Ireland has probably been doing a good job with local sport, given their due. I'm talking if you're not part of the mainland, which has the main say. You want to look at the rugby, the football, the darts.
But we got Sports Personality of the Year here, ahead of them last year. That was an incredible achievement, William, to bring that major event to Belfast.
Stephen, you've only listened to Carl Frampton. He's made the point. Get the BBC on. Let them answer that question that he's brought up in your show this morning.
Well, we're in contact with the BBC right now.
It'll be interesting to see what they say.
Like, do you think the spotty shortlist is anti-Northern Irish?
Yeah, I do, surely, yep.
Why? Where's the evidence for that?
Stephen, I watch a lot of sport on TV. And it's rammed down your throat. It's rammed down your throat.
What's rammed down your throat? I don't understand what you mean.
The British lands, the British football team. If they don't do well, you know yourself, Stephen. Yeah, I know you're trying to create a conversation here, but people like me are browned off with British BBC mainland. It's rammed down your throat. Andy Murray. The British lands.
Andy Murray is one of the most accomplished athletes in the world, for goodness sake.
I didn't dispute that. I said it's still rammed down your throat. You know, and this is one thing. Us, a lot of people have... it's still brought up about the 1966 World Cup. How long do we have to listen to this about the World Cup?
Let me give you an example of how the BBC throughout the UK, the mainland as you call it, doesn't distinguish between someone who's Northern Irish or not. Are you ready?
Right.
Rory McIlroy. You can't say he doesn't get coverage.
No, by BBC Northern Ireland. I'm not disputing that. BBC Northern Ireland has done a great job.
No, the BBC in all of the nations would very much be giving a lot of coverage to Rory McIlroy. Come on.
Well, no, I would dispute that.
Would you?
Yeah, very strong. I would dispute that. Yeah, if you're not part of the mainland, you know, I'll give Rory or Carl a few minutes. You come back to the British lands, the British...
There's a question, by the way. Has Rory McIlroy ever won it?
I don't think so, no.
How does Rory McIlroy not make that shortlist?
Will you tell me that?
There's another question. McIlroy must have won it. Has he not?
I can't remember, but you already asked. I mean, there's a world title fighter, Carl Frampton, twice. He's, you know, not being considered. Why is he not even on the list? Why?
McIlroy wasn't on the shortlist. I'm just hearing from my team. McIlroy wasn't on the shortlist last year.
Well, there you are.
Rory McIlroy 2 years in a row isn't on the Sports Personality of the Year short. He came second in 2014. He's not even shortlisted this year, and he wasn't shortlisted last year. Rory McIlroy wasn't shortlisted.
That's a question to be asking to the BBC. Why is people from Northern Ireland not even on the shortlist? Carl Frampton has achieved something magnificent. He's achieved something that no one else has achieved, you know. And for not to be on the shortlist, there's something seriously wrong with Northern Ireland sports personalities. That's all I'm saying, Stephen. But I think it's back to the mainland. If you come from the mainland, you'll be considered. Very simple.
Well, I work, as you describe it, on the mainland. You know, I'm part of the BBC over there too. I'm telling you, the BBC doesn't think like that.
Well, bring them on, let them speak themselves.
But I'm telling you. I work over there. I work here. I know how they view Northern Ireland. Indeed, Northern Ireland is admired by many people who work in the BBC and other parts. But I'll tell you.
Obviously, our sports personalities don't think so. Carl Frampton's made that statement, and I think it's a very good statement. Let the BBC answer, Carl Frampton. Let the BBC. Don't you speak for the BBC. Let the BBC. Whoever decides who goes on the list.
A.P. McCoy was shortlisted last year. He won it in 2010.
Well, bring the BBC on. Let them answer Carl Frampton, because that man's pissed off at the minute. You can hear him. You can hear him. Although he's not going to let it spoil his training and his fight on the 20th. He's more things in his mind, but I'm sure it's at the back of his mind why he was not even on the shortlist. And I think he should have been.
Are you going to go to the fight?
You give me the money and I'll go. I'd love to. Maybe you take me with you to Los Angeles, wherever it is, or Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
You take me, Stephen. I'd love it.
I'm going to do my best. I would love to go to a Frampton fight.
If you're short of company, Stephen, you can give me a buzz anytime. Your researchers have got the number. I'd love to accompany you to a fight.
I wonder, actually, should we take the show over there? In terms of, you know, that we will bring the biggest show in the country, that if he's not on the short list, what we'll do is we'll be shoulder to shoulder with our champion, with our sports personality.
Well, there's an idea.
I wonder should we take the Nolan show there as a point of saying this guy's important to us and our community. And when I say our community, I mean our united community. You look at how sport unites both communities here.
Well, that would be a good idea. I'll tell you what, I think it's a great idea from yourself. There you are.
Well, we'll have to ask the BBC bosses.
Right, ask them. And when you're asking, mention my name, Stephen. I'll go with you if you want. Not a problem.
William, thank you. George, morning, George.
You have a nice Christmas, Stephen. Bye.
Thank you, William. Morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. I think what you need to do is, because you have to look at this in the broader spectrum, what he's achieved, and for not only for the sport, but for both communities, and the way he unites both communities. You know, you need to go the team in the next couple of days and ask what the criteria was for the shortlist, because this man has went and done what you could count on one hand what British boxers have done over the centuries, went in the America and beat them in their own backyard. You know, what he done was phenomenal. So it was, you know, any of our boxers usually fall on their sword when they take it to the States. And, you know, he's done it at both ways. So the criteria needs to be sorted. I'm just wondering, is it a wee bit of snobbery more than anything else? Because you have to look at it. All right, it's a sport.
Who draws up the shortlist? That's the other thing I don't know. Who's on the panel? Let's find out who's on the panel.
That's what I mean. We need to find out who was on the panel and what the criteria is. Because if you look at it as in the whole, I've just explained to you what he's done in boxing terms. It's phenomenal. So what he's done in boxing terms. But set that aside, and surely they must look at how he got there. You know, and this is a young man from a working-class, loyalist, hard-line estate. Dragged himself out of it and went on to be world champion. Took it all around the world. And then you look at his backroom team and his own family and the way he has united both communities. I mean, this man doesn't see you as green or orange or nothing. This man sees you either a part of his family or a part of his team. And he moves forward. Every time he comes on your radio show, you know, you couldn't ask for a better interview. See, you couldn't, because he comes on and it's just his whole personality, notwithstanding his boxing ability, his whole personality and his whole outlook in life is what everybody here should aspire their kids to be. You know, he doesn't see green or orange, he doesn't see nothing like that. He just sees a goal and he went for it and got it, you know, and if all our kids could be like that. And I think the BBC need to kind of take a step back and look at what he's achieved outside the ring as well as inside it.
But when you say the BBC, I need to understand, and I don't, so it's my bad. I need to understand how they draw up a shortlist. You know, is there a shortlist before a shortlist, and how do they go through it, and what are the processes? So actually what we'll try to do is we'll try to do that tomorrow. Tomorrow's show.
I'm wondering, Stephen, too, are Carl's right there, you know, are they anti-vax? And I know you said, and I know I could have told
anti-boxing
you.
Anti-boxing and anti-Northern Irish, he said.
But Rory was on it 2 or 3 years ago, and AP was on it and won it. You know, but this might sound a wee... racing is a sport of kings, and I can't ignore it. And golfing would seem to be a wee bit of an elitist sport, where they probably couldn't
afford
either, you know?
Can I remind you this, George? It was the BBC who put Tyson Fury on the nomination list last year.
So Tyson
Fury is, in the BBC panel's opinion, a better personality than Carl Frampton.
Yes, and it's not only about
personality. Just draw that comparison.
Yes, and it's an icon as well. Surely that's in the criteria. How they got there, and how they made their ambition, and how they put the UK and the BBC, you know what I mean, personality on the map. You know, everything Carl Frampton's done, he's done by hard work and fighting every step of the way, and he's got there despite all the odds. Surely that must come into it as well. We need to ask what the criteria was to get on the list, and who was the panel that picked the list. I think that's what we need to find that out.
You sound angry.
Oh, I'm angry, all right. I mean, as I say, what he's done it both ways, and get your team to check as well. How many British boxers has won into America and come back out with a title in their back pocket? You know, it's fair. You can count them in one hand. It's usually a graveyard for boxers. And see if he does it in LA here, which I hope he does, against Santa Cruz again. Santa Cruz, in my opinion, it is a 3-3.5-hour. You've been there. I've been there. But I still think it would be like a home bout for Carl Frampton, even though it's so close to Christmas. I'll certainly be doing my best to get there. So, and let's hope he goes there and does it and just rubs it in the noses of the panel who didn't put him on it. You know, and then maybe a shortlist next year of one.
What do you think should happen now? Like, they're not going to change it.
No, they're not going to change it. But I mean, I think it's important for both boxing fans and everybody listening to your show who'd probably agree with me that you find out what the criteria was to get on that shortlist. Then we can look at that and we can say, well, look, he didn't meet that or he didn't. I don't think he will not meet any. In fact, I think he'd jump over each hurdle that the criteria puts in front of him. But it'd be interesting to see what the criteria was. You know, as a licensed pair, for all licensed pairs, you need to do it. You know, all licensed pairs in Northern Ireland demanding to know why Carl Frampton's not on the list.
And I think it is fair for us to look at past decisions that the BBC panel have made. So a man who drew a comparison between homosexuality and paedophilia is named on a BBC Sports Personality of the Year list, and a man like Carl Frampton, who, well, you know what Carl stands for. You know what he stands for in terms of his athletic achievements and indeed the input that he has into his community. He doesn't make the grade. In fact, no one from Northern Ireland does.
Absolute disgrace. So, as I say, and I keep repeating it, but he's everything that, not only in Northern Ireland, by the way, set Northern Ireland aside, he's everything that anybody should aspire to have their kids aspire to and live their lives like anywhere in the UK. You know, the BBC should be putting him up, notwithstanding a sporting personality, just an icon of, look, there's what you can do with your life. If you come from a working class background, if you come from one of these estates, be it in Manchester, Glasgow, London, Liverpool or Belfast, there's what you can do if you put your mind in it. That's what you can do.
I've got information here on the panel who decide the shortlist. Representatives from BBC Sport, Barbara Slater, who's the director of BBC Sport, Philip Burney, who's the head of TV Sport, Carl Doran, who's the executive editor for BBC Sports Personality of the Year. There are then former nominees of the award. Ryan Giggs is on it. Victoria Pendleton, Baroness Tanny Gray Thompson is on it. There's a representative from BBC Radio 5 Live, Amy Lawrence. There's a pan sports broadcaster, Oria Duba. There's representatives from sports journalism, David James from the Sunday Mirror's on it, Adam Sills from the Daily Telegraph's on it, Alison Curvin from the Mail on Sunday's on it, and there's a representative from UK sports industry, Liz Nicol, who's the chief exec of UK Sport. So that's the panel.
Well, there's not a boxing person in there. take Lady Sutton shows off, and it's one of the other ones, and put Big Mark Simpson, Joel Taggart on it. Maybe we'll get somewhere.
There's a point, actually. There's a point that you make.
There'll be from Northern Ireland on it.
There's no one from Northern Ireland on it. Why is there no one from Northern Ireland on the panel?
You see, I mean, it's, you're maybe getting back to what Carr said.
Should there not be an argument? I don't know. This is a question, not a statement from me. I'm not allowed to make statements. But would it not at least be a healthy conversation to have to say, look, should each of the nations not be represented on the BBC panel, on the 12-member panel? There's no one from Northern Ireland on the 12-member panel.
So there's nobody to push your case. You know, it's like, you know, it's like getting into negotiations over something that you're part of with nobody, you know, with nobody representing you. You know, you're at other people. That's just wrong.
So we know that
the region, I agree with you. There should be somebody from each region, but it's not Mowbray, and it's not, you know, it'd be different if we were on shouting about it if you had no basis for an argument. But, I mean, every basis of your argument ticks a box, you know. At least tell us why he didn't make the shortlist.
But you know, I guess you could say that. I guess you could say that about all different people who feel they should have made the shortlist from other nations.
Then, back to my original point, tell me which I know there is different people, and I know there's people brought gold medals back there from Rio. But tell me how many of them did it at different weights, did it out with their own country in the boxing game, where America is one of the hardest places in the world to go to and take it off them. And he did that and brought it back in his back pocket and brought it back easily, man. Because, it's plenty in the tank for Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz is a one direction fighter. Carl Frampton can change his tactics. You know, everything about him ticks the boxes where he should have been on it. But get back to my original point. I know what you're saying, that other people should think that he should be on. There is other sports personalities, in my opinion, could have made it as well, but none more so than Carl Frampton, just for what he done in the boxing, just for what he done at that weight in America. And he'll do it again on the 20th of January, I have no doubt about that. He'll rub it up their noses, so he will have no doubt that he'll come back with it in his back pocket again.
I'm trying to think here, George, of questions that we should be asking. You know, I guess what you're all saying this morning is, look, that you have an anger because one of us, one of our own in Northern Ireland, has not been shortlisted when you feel he should be. So I guess that there probably are questions that we should be channeling to BBC Northern Ireland as an organisation, insofar as, of course, they're not on the panel, but can they have any influence in Northern Ireland being represented on the panel? And that's a question that we'll put to the sixth floor of this building. Is there any, should there be any conversation of Northern Ireland at least being represented on panels in the future?
There should be.
Because if you look at Ryan Giggs, he's obviously representing or could be seen to be representing Wales. I'm sure there are English people in there. There are more than likely Scott. You could find from that panel, and we will also dig into this before tomorrow, you might find from that panel that every nation is at least represented on that panel in terms of someone's background, except Northern Ireland.
Stephen, there's two things I'd like you to ask, and I'm sure people's yelling it at the radio. First one would be, what's the criteria to get on the shortlist? What criteria do you need to make? And the other was Carl Frampton even mentioned and a single breath at any conversation? You know, it might be interesting to find out too. Did he even have a chance, despite what he's achieved? Did he even have a chance of getting there? So, I mean, that's two important questions that need to be asked and need to be brought back to the sports fans and licensed fee payers here, because it's one thing. You know, it's very, very few things that in the 8-year programme we're on all shouting about it each morning, because we've all have an opinion and we all go on to social media later on and argue over it. But, I mean, this is one of the very, very few things where you get 100% agreement.
Well, there's not 100% agreement, George. For example, have a listen to John and Donamina. Morning, John.
Afternoon. You know, you get George from the Shanko, right? I live in Donamina.
Donamina?
Donamina.
Right.
Right. 3 points. Number one, George, get a grip. He's not on the short list, and that's it. Stop going there bleating and crying and girding about it. He's not on it. Number two, he's bang on about Carl Frampton representing Northern Ireland. Whenever Kerry Frampton's boxing his opponent carries on their nation's flag at his boxing, say like a Mexico, the Mexican flag is there. Where's the Northern Ireland flag in Kerry Frampton's corner? Kerry Frampton's not representing Northern Ireland when he goes into a box ring to box.
John, did you watch his last fight?
Of course Kerry Frampton supports Northern Ireland, John. Don't be ridiculous.
He has no flag. He doesn't carry any country's flag.
He went over to support Northern Ireland playing football, for goodness sake.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Are you listening to me and stop just saying trample over tap me and so ignorant?
Yes, I am.
Kerry Frampton's corner does not carry his country's flag into the boxing ring when he's boxing.
John, you've asked a question. Did you watch Kerry Frampton's last fight?
No.
Well, Santa Cruz didn't carry a flag in either. John, you're going against every argument we've had here.
I know you're from the shankle and you think you're the Lord's protector, but why don't you put on matters and shut your mouth on it and let me speak?
Right.
Should Kerry Frampton carry the flag of his country into the boxing ring?
No, he doesn't.
Should he? I'm asking you, should he?
No, why should he?
Presumably. Hold on, let me speak. Let me speak, George. One second. Kerry Frampton can be and is a great ambassador for Northern Ireland. Without the need to carry a flag, John, he can be and is a good ambassador for Northern Ireland.
Frank Bruno fought for Britain. The Union Jack was in the ring then.
John, listen.
All the good British boxers carry the flag under the ring.
John, I'm trying to talk. Listen, but no, I know I had to agree with you with protectors and everything, so we are in the shackle.
You're very show coaches, are you?
Set that aside. He doesn't need to carry a flag. The lad has no worries from and who he's representing.
Why not? I say, shame these flags.
He does that.
Thank you, George.
Brian in Anderstown. Morning, Brian. Anderstown. Good morning.
Stephen, just one in there quick. Why does people have to bring the flag into it?
Well, we're not bringing the flag into it anymore.
No, that's my ring. That's
goodness
ridiculous,
sake.
Ridiculous.
We're talking about a man here that is a 2-time world champion who had an amazing achievement last year, and we're asking very valid questions. Now, look, maybe we're too emotionally involved because this is a guy from Northern Ireland and we care about people in Northern Ireland and these are Northern Irish airwaves, and I get all of that. And maybe there are people in Wales and in Scotland and in England this morning on similar phone-in shows saying, but we thought this person should have been shortlisted and they weren't. But there is a glaring omission in that shortlist. And it is that people from each of the three nations are represented. And it's nearly as if someone from Northern Ireland wasn't good enough last year. Therefore, the valid question, how did Kerry Frampton not make the grade? There are three other Paralympians, by the way, on that shortlist for Sports Personality of the Year, as well as Bethany Firth. Now, Bethany Firth was the most decorated athlete from Rio in 2016. So there'll be no one questioning Bethany being on that shortlist. But were three other Paralympians, were they better sports personalities, all three of them, than Kerry Frampton? There's another question.
I totally agree with what George says there, Stephen. Could you find out what the criteria is, or was he mentioned? You know, it would be very, very interesting to find out, because Kerry Frampton should have been on the shortlist, definitely.
I wonder, is there anyone on that panel? Well, you see, again, is that an unfair question for me? I was going to say batting for Northern Ireland. Maybe they don't bat for any nation, even if Ryan Giggs is from Wales. Maybe they're just solely looking at the sporting prowess, the sporting achievement.
Well, I mean, the girl who was on the shortlist, the girl who won great, I think she should be on it, twice gold medalist, Stephen. No, she's the only boxing person picked for the shortlist. You know, there's a lot more, but, you know, it'd be interesting to find out the criteria, I mean, on why, you know, world champion, you know, from here, wasn't on the list, you know. It'd be very, very interesting. You know?
Okay, Brian, thank you. Michael in Belfast. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Stephen. I think the solution could be run an All-Ireland jointly sponsored by BBC, RTE, Sports Personalities of the Year. And you're bringing the event home, and it could be carried out in Belfast one year and the next year Dublin. It'd be a money spinner and build up everybody's confidence and self-esteem.
Well, this is about,
we all need.
This is about something different, Michael, isn't it? This is about whether our world champion, Carl Frampton, made the grade, holding his own in a UK context. You know, that's what the BBC's Sports Personality of the Year is. It's a shortlist of the best sports personalities from all over the UK. How did they decide that Carl Frampton shouldn't be on it?
Well, there should be a transparent code of practice. There should be a set of judges, and there should be a way of giving out points for the significance of the relevance of all the achievements of the particular person relative to their own particular boxing, relative to the other regions of boxing, given the example of Mr. Frampton. And it's built up on that basis. And there should then afterwards be, let's double check this and just make sure we're being fair and wide sweeping, and we give due process to all the
regions. By the way, I made a mistake earlier on. Bethany Firth, who is the most decorated athlete from Rio 2016, she didn't make the shortlist, actually. I thought she did. She didn't. And she's from here too, isn't she, Bethany?